Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
A new season of Survivor means a new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. Each week, we break down the game like nobody else can, from how the season is built to why the players make the moves they do. It is the ultimate companion to the show. So if you love Survivor, I think you're going to love On Fire. Follow and listen to On Fire with Jeff Probst on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We are Dukes and Bell. We start off every day and every hour by saying,
hey, man.
We are live at Flowery Branch today inside the Ticketmaster Studios. Coming up, our conversation with Raheem Morris. What did he have to say about the pressure that he is facing, this team is facing? Are they in panic mode? Is he yelling at anybody? And what does he think about what needs to be fixed? It's all on the way coming up here on the show, Mike. We've been up here all day. We had a great conversation with Caden Ellis as well, guys. It's online at odyssey.com. Look, Caden was like, we know what we're capable of. Were we disappointed in these last couple of weeks? Yeah. But he pointed out a couple of things, guys, and talking about how the 49ers just basically challenged their manhood and running on second and long where most teams would throw, and they were picking up big yards, turning in third down to third and short. And he said it allowed us to not get off the field. And then you fast forward, he says we feel good about the Dolphins, and then we're giving up plays that we should make. A lot of short passes, too, with the Dolphins, Mike, that turned into plays.
Well, that was, again, and many of them right in the zone where J.D. Bertrand is responsible. And I know that guys like, man, Mike, you're killing – well, I mean, it is what it is. Divine Diablo was a very special – again, the good news, bad news about the franchise – the good news is you found a real, and that's what Terry's good at, finding good free agent quality players. Divine Diablo was like an epiphany to a lot of Falcon fans who didn't know him from Adam coming from the Raiders.
Yeah.
The bad news is when he goes down, you got no one to replace him, because part of the reason you brought him here is you know that Troy Anderson is pretty much done as a Falcon. This is year four, and he's out. You know, I mean, it is what it is, you know. I mean, let's be honest, Nick Benito, who was drafted afterwards, has already gotten a new contract extension. He gets after the quarterback. We get a guy who gets after the IL. Then we've got, in the case of JD, a good solid player against the run, but just not a lot of confidence for the guys behind him, which hopefully is going to change. You'll hear Coach Ross comments when we ask him about that, because that's what – it's a copycat lead. Josh McDaniels maybe doesn't have the same type of athletes as the speed you brought up that the Dolphins have, but Carl, the yards after the catch is going to kill us.
It did.
Over the middle.
Yeah, and it's something Caden Ellis pointed out. He says, look, the meetings that they had, he would not give us specifics, but there were guys in that defensive meeting that stood up and had some things to say. I hope so. This is what we don't get information about per se on every, you know, every time that we're up here or every time we talk to guys, but I would hope so. And it's something that we talked about with leadership, and you got a lot of guys that've been in the league a long time on this team, on that side of the football,
right,
specifically. So whatever needs to get fixed, I think the defense will hopefully step up to the challenge. But the real question, Mike, is will the offense? And that is what everybody's wondering as we're here on a Wednesday. We've turned our attention, guys, to the Patriots, because we cannot let Sunday beat us this Sunday. We lost. Dolphins beat us. How do you rebound? You got to get up off the mat. And so that's what Coach was talking about as well, as you'll hear that coming up here in the next 7 minutes. But I just think, like, that's my thing. You asked me about what I get from this up here. It's kind of interesting because Mike said, well, what do you feel? Like, when we talk to Coach and we talk to players, for me, guys, it's look, we're trying to get all the information we can. Information is power, and if you feel like you know what's going on, I always ask the question, who do you talk to? Like, who do you know? That is the reason, because if you know what's really going on, then it gives you a sense of, okay, we're going to be okay. But it doesn't matter until Sunday rolls around and you see how these guys play. Until Sunday shows up and, Mike, we come out, our hair's on fire, we're making plays, guys are moving the ball, like, then we can truly say whatever they said this week translated. But if it doesn't, then it's hard for me to get wrapped up in, hey, we're trying to do the best we can, blah, 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 and then you go out and lay an egg like you did last week. You ask Caden Ellis about, did you feel like some guys weren't ready to play, you know?
Because as we said, you know, we try to speak for you guys as the fans. It's hard for people out there right now in their car stuck in traffic to understand how guys, and I get it. You know, we never talk about the money because for my money, NFL guys can't make enough money because it's the toughest job in pro sports next to hockey. But how do you come out when it's your job and you only get 17 opportunities to put it on tape? That's what Caden said. He goes, I watch my dad's tape from when he played in the NFL, and he takes pride in that.
It's crazy.
And he goes, and I think about kids watching my tape. So I hope everyone else in this room down the hall looks in the mirror and has that same vibe, because nobody in a listen to our show can understand how you can look this bad twice in one season.
Yeah.
I mean, okay, coaching, Bijan, it's a freak 1,000. It's a one in 1,000 that he's going to fumble the ball just as we're getting it down to a one-possession game, and that unfortunately killed it. You cannot call Bijan out because Bijan's won you two other games, and he's won every game that you want. You know, it's part of his success. But it's just one of those damn things. When things aren't going right, damn Bijan fumbles, right?
Yeah.
But this is a team which is at a crossroads. Caden agreed. Coach, maybe, I don't know, I couldn't even tell what Coach was saying about it, but you got a crossroads here, Carl. You were 6-3 last year. You screw this up, and next week you're 3-6. And then maybe there's big changes in this building.
404-726-0929. We invite you to follow us. Follow Mike. He's at Mike Bell, ATL. I'm at Put 'Em Up. See Dukes and the radio show, Dukes and Bell 929. Of course, follow this radio station and stay up on everything that is going on. If you are getting in your car or you are listening on your smart speaker or your computer or however you're accessing the show, thank you for listening. If you're wondering, well, Dukes and Bell, what's your sense? Look, I think they're going to bounce back, and I think they're going to play a lot better. But for me to sit here, Mike, and tell you that this team's going to score 27 or 30 points on Sunday when that's not been our MO, I can't promise you that. I can't say that. I do think they kind of got in their feels a little bit after Miami came in here and whooped our butt, and rightfully so. But that doesn't mean that we're going to go blow doors on Sunday. I would love to see that, Mike. I'd love to see us go out and control a game from start to finish.
Like we did against Buffalo.
Exactly.
That's a Super Bowl contender, and that's why it's so hard to wrap your head around this. I mean, you know it. You heard it from our – again, if you miss it with Caden Ellis, it's online. 49ers, they punked them. 49ers basically just said, hey, we're gonna kick your butt. And then you – I would think you're bowed up and you're ticked off, and then you just come in and crap the bed against Miami? Collectively, from coaching staff to the 53rd man on the roster. How is that possible with the season on the line? And I know a lot of guys, and you'll hear Coach, some guys feel it's word salad. Some guys feel it's just more of the same. We asked as many of the questions that you wanted to hear answered as we could possibly. We talked about, and Carl, you'll hear it. I mean, at some point do you say, hey, I'm just going to, you know, just get down in the dirt and get mad about this? You can't change your MO, Carl. You can't just all of a sudden be the angry man.
No.
But I asked the question. A lot of folks wanted to hear it. But this is just, this season is slipping away. They've got to know that. Do they have the players, and do they have the coaching power to stop it from slipping away?
Yeah, and that's another thing we're going to find out. I mean, the adjustments that need to be made, or if it's just simply execution. Look, I don't think any of these guys, including Bijan or Drake or any of these guys on the offensive side, are going to throw their offensive coordinator under the bus. As a matter of fact, Bijan said, look, I have confidence in Zach Robinson. We just haven't been able to do what we need to do. Okay, we'll do it. Like, that's where we're at right now. Like, we've got all this talent on the field. We just need to go do it. I know we were, somewhat not at – didn't have a full deck yet last week, but I don't want to hear those excuses when I'm looking around the league and there are teams that don't have their guys either.
As we said, I mean, give Pitts 18 throws. Make Pitts Jamar Chase like the Bengals did the other day when Flacco just came in like 3 days in. I'll throw it to the best athlete.
That's it.
Why do you not use Pitts as a stopgap when Drake is out? Real quick, on the injury tip, speaking of Drake London, he's limited today with a hip injury. Jesse Bates limited with a knee. Darnell Mooney pops up on the injury report with a hamstring.
Don't say that to me.
Yes, so here we go again.
Don't say that to
me. And to make matters worse, Casey Washington, tremendous opportunity. He didn't participate today with a back injury. So we're really thin. You know what we could really use? Ray frickin' McLeod. He's gone. Zach Harrison with a knee also didn't participate. Surprising. He looked flat on Sunday. Leonard Floyd did not participate today with a hamstring.
Okay.
Now, they do believe, and you'll hear Coach, they believe Michael Penix Jr. will play on Sunday. He was limited with a knee. Jalen Walker limited with that groin injury. Billy Bowman still nursing a hamstring. So the only positive news is Storm Norton was a full participant with the foot, and still not sure if they're going to move him into Elijah Wilkinson's spot. Yeah. But a lot of our playmakers are banged up.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
A new season of Survivor means a new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. Each week, we break down the game like nobody else can, from how the season is built to why the players make the moves they do. It is the ultimate companion to the show. So if you love Survivor, I think you're going to love On Fire. Follow and listen to On Fire with Jeff Probst on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Up right now.
Sure. And the injury report, you know, we have, that's a lot of talent you're talking about. I'm talking about like talent.
That's difference makers in a tough win. We're going on the road to New England.
Yes. Those are guys those are difference makers. You're absolutely right. 404-726-0929. All right. Come back. You'll hear Coach Ra. And you tell us what you think. Stay right there. It's Dukes and Bell live in the Ticketmaster Studios at Flowery Branch on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
A new season of Survivor means a new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. Each week, we break down the game like nobody else can, from how the season is built to why the players make the moves they do. It is the ultimate companion to the show. So if you love Survivor, I think you're going to love On Fire. Follow and listen to On Fire with Jeff Probst on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.